Well, there's a couple of people on the island who are doing something relatively unusual, which is offering to give away a house and a car and a lifestyle, and that intrigued us. So we thought, well, we'd get them in to have a chat. We've got Nikki von Kahn.
Hi.
And we'll just give you a bit more volume there, and Timo von Tonnegren.
Good morning.
Good morning. Okay, so this is, well, to be frank, I suppose it's unusual, isn't it? So tell us a little bit about this project.
Yeah, well, what I've come up with is really just I'm trying to make a difference, and I tried to think about how I could do that, and I came up with a competition, a web-based competition that would get people attracted to it, and I thought, well, we have this beautiful lifestyle here on Waikiki Island, and why not give away a house, a car, and basically all my possessions to make a difference?
So, what kind of difference do you want to make? What's the motivation for it?
The biggest motivation is probably I do quite a lot of reading on around science and technology, and I want to be part of bringing new technology to the world, and just trying to make a difference in that sense. I'm really looking at just focusing on initiatives around the globe that are just totally focused on long-term, so not non-band-aid type solutions that better humanity.
Yeah, and do you have any specific projects in mind?
Right now, I do have a couple of specific projects in mind. Unfortunately, we can't really determine exactly how much we can start investing in those initiatives until we start having the funds to be able to invest in. But something like there's a group of scientists in Finland, I believe, that have just come up with this. It's about a container-sized machine with all these sort of panels, and actually takes out the CO2 out of the air, and then can actually store that CO2 for us to be able to use in other things. This machine, they've calculated out how much it can take out parts per million in cubic meters. Excuse me. They worked out that they need to have 10 million of these machines around the globe to actually reduce the emissions that we're putting out there at the moment. Just to put that into perspective, we manufacture about 70 million cars a year. So 10 million of these machines, that's a 2 or 3 year project. So stuff like that is what I'm...
Yeah. So it's kind of a venture capital raising project then?
Absolutely, yep, absolutely.
All right. And you're not doing it just under your own steam, you've formed a trust, is that right?
Correct, yep. I've formed a trust, and there's two main members, it's myself and Nikki. And Nikki is the spokeswoman for it, and and we've got a whole team of developers as well, yep, that put all the web page, and there was a lot of coding that went into the back end of that web page. Back end, just to explain, is I guess the integration with Facebook and Twitter and LinkID and YouTube and all those things. There was quite a lot of work to get that simple.
Yeah. So is it a charitable trust? Is it a company? Is it a private trust? What's the makeup
social
of it?
Social business. That's what we call it.
Right.
So we basically raise money to invest that in the type of project that Timo just told you about.
Mm-hmm. Now, you've got... tell us a little bit about how you are trying to raise the money, because, that's another interesting aspect of it.
Yes, well, I guess it came up with... I'm just one person. Initially it was like, I'm just one person, what can I do? And it sort of... I was sort of open to it, and I started hearing about, different individuals around the globe that by themselves had been agents for great change. And I just started to believe that, if I just put all my energy into it, and just get it done and just start something, I'm already doing it just by putting that energy into it. But then I did realise, I'm going to need to be able to have funds to be able to make change or to be a change agent. So what I have come up with is, yeah, it's you to enter into this competition, it costs you €1. Don't worry about if you don't have euros. It's a little we'll do that for you. But yeah, so it's just really about two parts. You know, one is the VT Trust creating it and setting it up. It's going to be completely transparent. So in other words, every single euro that comes in through the trust will be published online. So I really want to be different in that sense. That for those people that might think, oh, well, you know, this guy, okay, he set up this trust, awesome, but you know, who's to say that he's actually going to, you know, put that money to where he says he is? Well, you'll be able to see it yourself.
So, I mean, in the, you know, nowadays there are plenty of scams on the internet, and you know, there's that maxim: if it's too good to be true, then it probably is. And you know,
you
go to your website and say, okay, €1, and you can win this house, and you can live on Waiheke Island. Were you worried about perceptions of being a fraud?
Absolutely. It's one of those things that, I mean, you can do everything you can possibly do to try to avoid that image to come across. I think I've covered off every angle possible in regards to, you know, the people that are pessimistic out there, and maybe let's say, well, you know, this guy's just going to, you know, he's just going to take my money and run type thing. I think that small number of people, I don't think there's much I can do other than to prove it to them online once this gets like fully off the ground.
So tell us a little bit about how the competition works, because it's not just a straight raffle, is it? There's a little more to it than that.
Yeah, no. So we thought, okay, let's raise some money online by giving this house away, but you can't just set up a lottery. That's illegal. So we had to set up a competition that there had to be some skill involved. So we came up with this concept that people actually find a YouTube video that they think will become really popular, or is already very popular, like Justin Bieber or Lady Gaga, and they copy and paste that link into our website onto the designated screen. And we basically, from that moment on, or from that minute on, we start counting the number of views that it receives on YouTube.
Yeah, the number of hits.
Yeah. And we basically look at the highest growth. So it's either between the time that they upload the link or enter the link and the end of the competition, or they also have the option to lock in the growth rate after the growth rate after 2 days. Okay. And we calculate that by the number of hits it has received divided by the number of minutes that it's been live that they've entered it.
Okay, so you talked about the legality of it. There were a couple in Cambridge who put their house up in a raffle, and the proceeds of that were all going to the church. So,
yeah,
you know, a charitable proceed. That got the attention of the Department of Internal Affairs, who put a number of restrictions in place and were very concerned about it. What have you done in terms of looking into the legality of this? Because it is, you know, kind of a gambling project, really.
The concept that it's a gambling project, it really isn't. Unfortunately, you won't really know we've actually turned it into a bit of a game.
But have you talked to Department of Internal Affairs?
No, but I've spoken to a lawyer, and I've also spoken to just my own accountant around legalities around how I'm giving away everything that I own and how I'm actually raising the funds to be able to do so. And it's all legit and it's all good. And really, again, it comes down to, you know, am I trying to disadvantage anybody, or am I actually trying to rip anybody off? No, I'm not. I'm completely legit with what I'm trying to achieve, and therefore just the nature of it as well indicates that it's all fine.
So there's a fair degree of risk in this for you.
Correct, yes.
So, I mean, you know, house on Waiheke, you know, in Surfdale, and a car, you know, I don't know what, $350,000,
$400,000,
right? Yeah. So, 500 people sign up to your competition. You've said you're going to give them a house.
Okay, and there are definitely safe catches that I've set up. There's a legal page which is on my website. It's the terms and conditions. And really, I need to get a million people. Well, actually, a million entrants. So that could be 100,000 people entering 10 times each. But a million people is the threshold. And the reason why I've put that safe catch in there is that this whole movement isn't going to work unless I can give away everything I own and actually replace it all to set up the next competition. And that is what the whole thing is about. If I don't, and I've put safety catches in there, the real risk to me is the money I've invested so far, which is a significant amount, to get this set up, and any money that that basically, you know, I'm not earning while I, you know, because I used to work in the corporate world and was quite successful there. So I mean, I think I've made a calculated sort of about $300,000 is probably what I stand to lose if this doesn't work.
And if you don't reach that million threshold, what happens to all those euros?
Okay, again, initially I'll publish everything, so just to be real clear, it's going to be completely transparent. I am going to try, like, depending on how much we've gotten, we haven't, let's say, met that threshold, then I will deduct the expenses, you know, like the bare minimum expenses. And
or first extend the competition.
Well, yeah, okay, so first, after the, right now, the date is the 28th of February. That's closing when we date, want to close it and done. If we haven't reached the threshold of 1 million, what then happens is we have it set up so that it then continues for another month. And at that point, I will also publish how much we've got in and all those things so that people can see, okay, so we haven't hit the threshold. And then we do it every month by month.
Up until a year?
Yeah, up until a year. And then if we still haven't reached the threshold, what we'll do then is we will actually provide link credits to everybody that's entered for the next competition. We'll set up a new competition, and that will run again for a year. So we've got some time. I'm going to be doing this for, you know, a solid 2 years. This is going to be what I do. And just to answer another question is that, you know, what, you know, why? I mean, I'm 34 years old. I know that I'm successful, or I can be successful in the corporate world, and I want to make a difference. So I thought about this, and I thought, well, you know, because I'm still relatively young, I can jump back in that corporate world if I need to. So why not just, you know, if I'm going to do it, why not do it now? You know, let's. I don't feel that I really. I mean, I'm risking $300,000 maybe at the end of the day, but you know, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
Have you? I mean, you know, you've talked about transparency. Have you thought about actually setting up a charitable trust so that there is that degree of kind of public accountability, and you know, and people can have certainty over the where the funds are going?
Well, we have, but the thing is that people really enter a euro to win the house. That's why we don't accept any donations. It's just really, I mean, people kind of have to just take our word for that, that yeah, we will put the money to a good cause.
The prize is the prize.
Yeah.
So as long as we get that threshold, which we believe we'll do easily.
And I mean, it sounds like a lot, but if you look at just the sheer number of people that use Facebook every day, and we really try to use those social networks to get our message out. We Twitter every day. We've got our own Facebook group. You know, we put videos via YouTube of ourselves and, you know, showing the lifestyle here. So that's really how we try to come across legit and trustworthy, because we're really trying to create a sort of personal bond with the people that register.
I mean, I suppose we have to come back to the fact that, you know, potentially €1 million sitting there from people who have donated to, you know, because they align with the kind of thinking you've got. There needs to be a...
Well, it's not donating, though, sorry. But, I mean, they enter into a competition. They
right.
don't donate
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Yeah, we look, it's an area that we've been, you know, a lot of thought has gone into. And, I mean, we've only been alive now for 3 days. And we've already had people, don't ask me why, but over in the US asking us, hey, do you have an account number where we can donate to your movement?
Yeah.
And I've gone back to them and said, look, you know, we don't accept donations. You know, if you want to, just enter into the competition, and that would be awesome. And again, look, at the end of the day, it comes down to the proof will be in the pudding.
Right.
Yeah.
The, you know, the kind of projects you've talked about, you know, sustainability and environmental kind of focus, I suppose. What kind of involvement or alignment have you had with some of the other groups who are interested in that kind of thing on the island, you know, like the transition towns or the community agriculture and so on? Are you involved with any of those?
Well, just to be clear, the example I gave you is just one of the examples, and it happens to be an environmental one. It's certainly not our focus to just do something environmental or, you know, anything sort of, let's say, particularly good for the planet, so to speak. Mm-hmm. But it's, I mean, indirectly, anything that we do will need to be good for humanity. So,
because there's so many awesome initiatives out there that you read about and you really think, why don't we just do that? You know, why don't the masses buy that or use that? Mm-hmm. And it would just be real, real good to be able to fund some of those projects just to get them off the ground and make them more successful.
Why not just cut out the middleman, sell the house, spend the money?
Well, the way we've come up with this competition and the possibility that we're going to have millions of people interested in winning a lifestyle on Waikiki Island means that we will probably get more funds to be able to redistribute for the cause than just selling the house and then, you know, because we need, like, the trust needs a revenue stream. So, you know, coming up with this concept means that we could possibly touch the hearts of literally millions of people.
So this is what your job at the moment? This is what you're doing?
Correct.
So you're drawing the revenue stream from this as well?
Not yet. No, I had a bit of money when I left. I used to work for Xerox and I had a bit of money there, and that's slowly starting to run out now. So now that we've got this project to this stage, Nikki and I both will need to seek employment again, and the idea is that once it starts picking up and we're starting to get money in, obviously that will then be able to pay our wages, so to speak. Really just drawings, so just the, you know, your bare essentials just to get this off the ground.
And when the competition comes to fruition and, you know, someone's won the house, you have to sign it over.
I can't wait.
But a huge amount of that money would have to go on gift duty, wouldn't it? I mean, it's like the taxation rate on gifting a house is enormous.
There will definitely be. But that's something that the VT Trust takes care of. So whatever the requirements are to be able to give it all away, so to speak, that will be our responsibility. But we've also got certain things in place as well that, for example, if for whatever reason they can't accept the gift, then, you know, we'll try and do it in the equivalent in cash. And if, for whatever reason, you know, legal reasons, you know, in their country, that can't be done, we can sell it, you know, we can just somehow figure out another way of being able to give that gift. Unfortunately, if people, I don't know, in a different legal system just are not allowed to take, not allowed to win, so to speak, then the prize will go to the runner-up. And it's important because we want and need to show people, you know, people getting on an airport somewhere, and I want that to be interviewed and live and fed online so that people can see, you know, it's all legit and I'm going to publish it all. Like, I think the reason this is going to work, it's all about transparency.
So what if Department of Internal Affairs do come knocking? You know, they came knocking for the couple in Cambridge, where that was very, very clear. You know, the church is recognised under the Gambling Act as a charitable proceedings. You know, what you're doing is a little less defined at the moment. You know, you're not able to define specific projects you're putting the money into. So what if they do come knocking and say, hey, actually, what you're doing here is a prize competition. The value of the prize is greater than $5,000. You haven't got a licence to operate a gambling process. What then?
Okay, the answer to that, I mean, if you wanted to look at it from a purely financial perspective, what I'm doing is, you could say that I have devised a way to sell my house and my property in a very unique way, which is awesome, because at the end of the day, it also means that I don't have to pay any tax on this first one because I've purchased the property under an investment property. Of course, in the future, so the next competition, let's say that I would need to create, that's when I need to start thinking about, okay, how do I get those things sorted? But this one, it's just my property and I'm allowed to do with it what I want.
And when would you hope to start spending money on some of the projects you're interested in?
It's a real hard thing to try to establish, but as soon as the funds start coming in, which it already has, which is awesome. But straight away.
As soon as we have enough funds to actually invest soon, in projects.
And that's important as well, because then we can again prove what we're doing, you know, and people can see what we're doing, and that's the beauty of it all.
Yep. And you're fond of Onitangi.
Oh, I love the island.
Yeah, the videos are of Onitangi.
Well, we've actually did quite a lot of videos
all
over the island.
Yeah.
And they just happen to be the nicest ones.
Yeah. Right, okay. So that website is vt-trust.com. Nikki von Kahn, and Timo von Tongeren. Sorry.
That's cool.
Thanks very much for coming in. And, good luck with it all, I suppose.
Thank you.
Awesome.
Yeah, we'll keep an interested eye on it.
Thank you very much.